No matter how hard I tried to be a good minister, I would fail others, and they would fail me. When I finally got up from my chair and headed out of the office, I resolved that I needed to apologize to all the pastors and churches I had unfairly judged. I also resolved that I was never going to meet with anyone from behind that desk again. Most importantly, I determined in my heart to stop working for my idealized church future that I would never see. Instead, I decided I would try to learn how to view Christian community the way God actually sees it. A community-centered theology of the church. My purpose in writing this book is to present a theology of the church rooted in a biblical understanding of the community of God. The Bible repeatedly demonstrates that community plays an essential role in the advancement of God's redemptive plan for humanity. A healthy church is ultimately a healthy expression of redeemed community. Therefore, we will take a deep and honest look at what authentic Christian community looks like within a broken and individualistic society. We will examine the role of community in God's redemptive plan for humanity to gain a better understanding of the church's essential reason for existence. In doing so, we will see the need for Christians to abide in meaningful, intentional, consistent gatherings with other believers. Along with examining the necessity for existing purposely in Christian community, we will also focus on the limits and true struggles endemic in environments where humans intentionally exist together. In the following chapters, we will survey the scripture to see the vital role community plays in our understanding of God and the advancement of the gospel. From salvation to discipleship to every area of the Christian life, community has a foundational role in healthy spiritual development. Through a careful study of the Bible, we will illustrate that God always deals with individuals with the larger purpose of humanity in mind. Throughout the Old and New Testament, God consistently used a gathered body of believers to reveal himself to his church and to the world. In examining the central role of the gathered body in God's redemptive plan, we will challenge the myths of individuality in our culture and advocate for ways we can facilitate healthy community while ministering with and to broken people. Along with looking at the theological foundations of community and how this should influence our church gatherings, I will also share the personal struggles I have experienced in the community of God. One of the main reasons I am writing a theology of the church is I genuinely struggle with how best to abide with the people I have been called to pastor. Regardless of my strong theological convictions, I am still incredibly wary of being hurt by others or of putting myself in a place where I will fail or disappoint the people God has called me to love. Even though I can make a strong biblical argument for why community is essential for spiritual growth, I still have a desire within me to isolate from just about everyone but my closest friends and family members. My goal in sharing my own struggles is to advocate for healthy, realistic community from the vantage point of a fellow struggling pilgrim. I do not want this book to become a legalistic, condemning accusation against anyone's desire to isolate from church or any other body of believers. I also do not want to present a simplistic or unachievable idea of abiding with others. Instead, my desire is to challenge each of us to move forward by faith into a more healthy, complex, and deep understanding of real togetherness. My purpose is to advocate for finding a community promised land where we can actually live. It is my sincere hope that this book will encourage the wary and the weary to persist in trying to promote and live in healthy community. I also want my words to challenge those who are embracing a theology of increased isolation and individuality. In many ways, I understand the painful reasons we isolate. Within gathered groups, we often see the worst of humanity. Even so, within authentic Christian community, we truly discover ourselves and our Creator.